You know, here's a great guy who's going to talk to us about some things we can do that will mean good things for us. And that's Claude Molinari. He is the chairman of the Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority Board and Visit Detroit president and CEO with two great stories. One of them will require our participation, which I hope that we will do. And we'll give you that one in just a moment. But right now, first of all, good morning, Claude. Nice to have you here always.
Thank you, Paul W. Smith. It's so fantastic to speak to you today.
Well, we have a big news that we talked about yesterday, and that is that Huntington Place is going to get some pretty amazing renovation and a hotel attached with this deal that's going on. It is a boost to Detroit's downtown convention and tourism business. Can you tell us all about it? I mean, if you can't, nobody can.
Well, I'll tell you, we're very excited. We're using public dollars to spur triple the investment in private development. So we've got a desperate need in downtown Detroit to have more hotel rooms. It's the biggest thing that holds us back from getting even more events. And what we're looking to do is make it very easy for the developers of the Joe Louis Arena site to build an upper upscale 600 to 800 room hotel attached to the convention center. That is our biggest challenge. We've lost over 50,000 room nights just because in the last 5 years, just because we don't have enough hotel attached to the building. We've lost 600,000 room nights because we don't have enough hotel rooms downtown. So this is going to be a huge step in the right direction.
Those are massive numbers you're talking about, Claude. I never would have guessed that. I mean, those are massive numbers.
And, you know, Paul, as you know, Paul W., we have one of the largest convention centers in the country, but we don't have the hotel room inventory to match. And so these type of things, and again, with all the development that's going on downtown with new hotels, the Godfrey, the Addition, the Olympia Development building a new hotel next to the Little Caesars Arena, all these things are huge for us, but it's not enough. We need to have more. Just to give you an example, we have 5,000 rooms downtown in Detroit. Indianapolis has 12,000.
Aye, aye, aye. Well,
that's who we're competing with.
Detroit-based Sterling Group involved. I know with you involved, Claude Molinari, it's all going to be good, and we can't wait to watch all of this happen. Now, quickly, before we run out of time, we all have a chance, I'll say even responsibility, to vote for 5 Detroit landmarks competing in the USA Today annual 10 Best contest. Go through those 5 that we can vote on.
So we've got our amazing world-class Detroit Riverwalk, which is going for its 3rd straight number one rating. We've got the Michigan Science Center. We've got Campus Martius. We've got the Motown Museum. I'm forgetting one.
The Detroit Institute of Arts.
Thank you. The DIA, my goodness. And so we've got an incredible opportunity here to get that national recognition. And we would love for everyone to participate. And everyone can just go to visitdetroit.com. And there's a link there. And you can just vote away. And you can vote on, like, your laptop, your computer, and your cell phone. So any opportunity you have to vote and support our tremendous attractions would be hugely beneficial, because when we're selling this city and this region, you know, some of the things we love to be able to say, we have the number one river walk in the United States, the number one science center in the United States, the number one public park in the United States.
Well, we have the number one America's Thanksgiving parade in the United States. And so these things don't just happen. First of all, there's a lot of work that goes into them. But when you're talking about the Detroit International Riverwalk, we just spoke to Matt Cullen about this yesterday, I think. Best Riverwalk in the country, going for our 3rd shot at that, 2 years in a row. Campus Martius, nominated for the Best Public Square. The Detroit Institute of Arts, which has a collection of over 65,000 pieces, nominated for the Best Art Museum, and it is. The Michigan Science Center, featuring the IMAX Dome, a planetarium, more than 220 hands-on activities, and then, of course, the growing Motown Museum, nominated for the Best Music Museum. And I would hope that people will do this today, because we're reminding them to do it today. And you might forget otherwise. We all get busy. But vote for Detroit. Go to visitdetroit.com, visitdetroit.com, and vote for Detroit. And There are additional links to vote for other fantastic Michigan destinations on a page like Marquette, Traverse City, Mackinac Island, and we wouldn't even know about this without your help. So you keep up the good work. You keep reminding us, and I'll try to do the same, Claude.
Thank you, Paul W. You're doing an amazing job.
Well, we're happy to know about these things so we can pass them along to our great WJR listeners who get involved in so many causes and help so many people and donate so much money. This has got nothing to do. We're not asking for anyone's money. We're merely asking for your vote for the Detroit International Riverwalk, Campus Martius, DIA, Michigan Science Center, and the Motown Museum. And it's real easy to do. To vote for Detroit at visitdetroit.com, visitdetroit.com. Claude Molinari, chairman of the Detroit Regional Convention Facility Authority Board, and Visit Detroit president and CEO. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Paul W.